Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Thank you very much for joining me today. It's great to be with you. My website is www.smallbusinessadvocate.com. It's like a little bit of small business heaven, ladies and gentlemen. You can find lots of things there to help you have the maximum opportunity to be successful, including archives, including articles, including the show, three different ways from Sunday. And you can subscribe to my free newsletter, which comes on Sunday afternoon by email. You can also subscribe to our blog. If you just can't wait till Sunday to hear from me again, we do it 5 days a week on the blog. And so you can subscribe there by really simple syndication. And I hope you'll check it out because it's all free. And it's all made free because of our outstanding corporate partners, whom you know very well. Beverly Williams is one of the outstanding members of our Brain Trust and original member of the show, not just of the Brain Trust. She is one of my best friends in the world and yours too, whether you know it or not. She and Don Cooper are the authors of The 30-Second Commute. She's the 2002 Home-Based Business Advocate of the Year, chosen by the SBA. She's the world's expert on home-based business, and she's our friend. Beverly, welcome back to the show.
Well, thank you. I'm always glad to be with you.
It's good to have you here, Beverly. And then we also have a new friend of hers. I say a new friend, a relatively new friend. Compared to me, I think he's a new friend. Frank Schaap is the Technology Development Officer at the Office of Economic Development for Garrett County, Maryland, which is in Western Maryland. Frank, welcome to the show.
Good morning. Good to be here.
It's good to have you here. And, you know, folks, many of you remember Beverly on the show for so many years when she was over in Montgomery County, Maryland, which is in eastern Maryland, hard by to our nation's capital. And then she semi-retired, I guess I should say, over to the western part, over into Deep Creek Lake area. Is that right, Beverly?
That's correct.
And she's got a log cabin up in the mountains. And now you got snow, right?
Oh, yes. We have a significant amount of snow that started on Monday afternoon and has been continuing until we have probably 10 inches of snow on the ground.
Wow.
Yes.
And is this a little early for that, Frank?
Yes. I think it's been rumor or folklore that actually August is the only month of the year that has no recorded snowfall in Garrett County. We are in the mountains, but for significant snow, we usually don't expect it until sometime around Thanksgiving and through the end of March.
This so summer for you is 2 weeks of bad sledding, is that right?
Right.
Now, Frank, I've known Beverly. Some people think she is a human being, but I know her as a force. She's more of a force than a human being. And you guys have been introduced to that, haven't you, in the last couple of years?
Yes, we have. And particularly, you'll probably get to it in a moment during the discussion, but she has sort of been the force that has taken over our direction and leadership of this Our Story conference coming up next week. And thank God that Beverly has been so positive and strong in her efforts and her results.
Well, as I say, she's a force. And so, Beverly, a lot of really cool things are happening next week, aren't they?
They are, and we are excited to...
Some of the smartest people in the world are coming to see you, aren't they?
Well, yes. You are coming.
Oh, and me. And I meant to say, plus me.
Uh-huh. Yes, we know how you do this, Jim. You led into that just wonderfully, as usual, with your ego.
No.
I was thinking of
Andrew Sherman.
Oh, yeah,
that.
Right.
He's the guy I was thinking about.
We will have Andrew here, who is one of your Brain Trust people,
right,
as well.
Right.
All the smartest people, you're right, because I'm going to be here, too.
Yep, that's right.
Three of you and two of your Brain Trust members will be here. Frank and I have been on a committee that, as he said, I took over and sort of said, okay, let's get this organized, that is sponsoring, along with the Chamber, actually, is sponsoring here next week a two-day conference. In the past, this conference has been one day, and it is the story of the education, politics, and business, of doing business in Garrett County. And I think I just left out one of the words it was supposed to be. Frank, what was that?
It would be education, politics, and economics, really.
Economics.
I mean, we're a pretty strong presentation by a locally highly regarded economist in the state that will look at things from a world, national, state, and then down to local level. Very, very well done, and also with as I know you'll hear when you're here next week, Jim, high degree of humor, but a high degree of content.
Well, I'm looking forward. I'm really looking forward to that. And folks, those of you who are listening in other parts of the world, and certainly the country, what I want you to get from this conversation with Frank and with Beverly are some of the steps that they're taking, some of the energy that they've put into getting the community and to bring in outside resources. To sort of get some excitement going in the community, to take stock of what you have. You know, Frank, sometimes I don't know if you've ever had to fill out a resume after you've been employed for somebody for a while, but when you do, you realize, hey, I know some stuff I'd forgotten about. And I think communities do that too. I think they get so used to themselves that they forget that they've got some pretty cool things going on. And what you guys are doing next week is going to put that, it's sort of like recreating your resume, isn't it?
That's an excellent analogy. We call it our story because every year, this will be the third annual, and we hope it'll continue to be annual. Every year, we like to tell our story to the predominantly business, but also government and education attendees and interested parties from around the region. We reach out past the county to Allegheny County and Mineral County, Preston County, Tucker County, Somerset County. We try to get folks that are interested in hearing what is going on in the region, what's important to them from a business perspective, and also what's important to small businesses in terms of some of the professional training and expertise that we can gather at an event like this that they couldn't possibly afford to do on their own. So,
oh yeah.
For that 2 days, they're going to be hearing from some pretty impressive folks such as Andrew Sherman, Anibon Basu, and Dr. Britt Kerwin, who is the chancellor of the University of Maryland system.
Right.
Folks like that.
Some other politicians, too, are coming, aren't they, Beverly?
Well, they are. We have a number of people that have been invited, and unfortunately, the thing about politicians is their schedules are so tight, they don't always know until the last minute. Everybody from the governor on down has been invited to come, and we hope that some of those will come. We have...
Go ahead.
I hear music.
Yeah, that is music. We're going to take a quick break. We're going to be right back with our good friend, longtime friend, Beverly Williams, and our brand new friend, soon-to-be old friend, Frank Schaap. They're in Western Maryland, which is in kind of a tri-state area near West Virginia, near Pennsylvania. And we're going to talk about some more about their Our Story program that's going to be going on next week, right after these messages. It's 20 after. Stay with us. Welcome back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Beverly Williams is here, too. She's an old friend of ours, longtime member of our Brain Trust, the author, along with Don Cooper, of The 30-Second Commute. Folks, if you're home-based or want to be, you need this book. This is going to help you, I promise. The 30-Second Commute, the ultimate guide to starting and operating a home-based business, and you can find it wherever books are sold. And you can also find out more about it. Beverly, can they find out more about it on your website?
They certainly can, and that's www.beverlywilliams.com.
Beverlywilliams.com. And Frank, are you there?
Yes, I am.
All right, Frank. Now, Frank Schaap, folks, is with the Office of Economic Development for Garrett County. And, Frank, am I correct in saying that you guys are kind of in a tri-state area with Pennsylvania and West Virginia?
Yes, we are. We are at the westernmost tip of Maryland. We border Pennsylvania to our north and West Virginia to our west-south.
Yeah, that's not very far. I know that I'm coming up there next week, as we said earlier, and we're going to be flying into, I think, Beverly, we fly to Pittsburgh and then over to, Morgantown?
Right.
Morgantown,
mm-hmm.
Near you. So looking forward to that. Beverly, what is the significant industry in your area?
There are a number of things. There's a paper mill nearby, and there is a Matiki mine, but there's also more and more manufacturing of various things coming in that actually Frank could answer better than I can. He's very involved.
Yeah, let me take a stab at that, Jim. Traditionally, Garrett County, like much of the region, was a natural resource-based economy, mining and agriculture, and that's still a pretty significant part of our business base. But over the years, we have grown, particularly in the tourism recreation side, with the Four Seasons Resort capabilities, Deep Creek Lake, and Whiskey Mountain. So we have a very active and attractive Four Seasons family fund a business industry as well, and there's all of the sporting industries that go with that. But lately, over the past 10 to 15 years, we've worked very, very hard to attract high value-add manufacturing and technology-based businesses. We're only about 2.5 hours by car from the nation's capital, and as you know, that is sort of the heart of information technology and communications.
Under that thought, I'm going to get Roger to call you right back. Folks, they got a snowstorm up there, about 10 inches of snow, as Beverly said earlier. And so we were having a little trouble with his connection there. I think maybe Beverly, we had some for some reason those lines may not be transmitting properly. We're going to try to get him. We're going to get him back on the phone. Maybe try to get another connection that will improve things a little bit. Beverly, what is the most important reason why you guys are doing the Our Story program next week?
It is education, information. The two words together, I think it's so important. And people may be wondering why, as a home business advocate, a home business owner, I would be so involved in something like this. And the reason is that so many small home business owners don't think of themselves as small business owners. They're just somebody working from home.
They don't even think of themselves as part of the economic community, do they?
No, they don't. They're in their own little world, which is the good news and bad news. And it's so important for them to be involved in this for so many reasons. You know, to understand what's happening on a local, regional, and state level,
right,
in the political arena of the things that affect a small business owner, to know that their local educational resources are looking for them to help them in whatever way they can, whether it's because you need more information or because you need to have access to information. The community college is
right.
Part of the business education program here, as in other areas. And then to know that there are so many ways that you are part of the economy of the area, and the economy relies on you and therefore wants to be a part of your
right.
business life.
Frank,
it's very
yes.
important.
What do you think will be the if you guys hit a home run next week, what will that look like?
That will look like our participants going away with some very usable and actionable knowledge that they can take back and use to help their businesses grow, to help them be more productive, to help them find the right people, help them understand what's happening from a local, regional, and state standpoint that can help them be successful. I think we also, if the past conferences are any indication, we'll get the feedback both in real time while at the conference and afterwards that there was value added. I think this year, and not to pump you up too much, Jim, but I think we're very excited about having a nationally recognized business figure anchoring the conference for us, giving our local people a chance to chat on the air, as well as learning from your experiences from dealing with small business people around the country.
Well, I appreciate that. We're very fortunate to be here. And Beverly will tell you that it's okay to pump me up. That's not a problem. Hey, Frank, I want to thank you for all that you do, and you and your people at your economic development organization, for the Chamber of Commerce, all the sponsors of this program. I want to thank all you guys for working hard on your community and for telling your story. Beverly, thank you for the effort that you've made to come over there and to kind of adopt those people and let them adopt you and all the work that you've done over there. Folks, these two people and the others behind them are a great example of a community that's excited about themselves and about what they're doing, and they're letting the world know about it. And Beverly and Frank, congratulations.
Thank you so much.
And I'll see you guys next week. I'm looking forward to it. We're going to have a lot of fun, I promise.
Yes, we will.
Quick break. Right back with Steve DelBianco. The UN is trying to take over the Internet, and we're not going to let it happen. Right after these messages, this show is brought to you by IBM, Office Depot, and Administaff.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.